How close are you to your microphone when you speak?
I'm right up on it.
Yeah, we can tell that now.
Now you are. Why is this so chaotic? Welcome to Talking Film.
The podcast with its first annual diversity week. No?
You know, you sound a little different, Ethan.
Ethan? My name's Chris.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
I'm just feeling 100%.
Let's not do the small talk thing.
Okay.
We'll let the audience figure out who you are as we go along.
Alrighty.
So what'd you think of this Harvey Weinstein thing?
I'm not a wine guy, personally.
Yeah, me neither. Never mind. What have you guys been up to this week?
You know, the game.
What?
There was a game, right? That's what guys, they watched the game. Was there a game? Do you guys watch the game?
You sound like an alien who's trying to fit in.
Oh,
I did human things.
Speaking of trying to fit people in, we have with us Tyler.
Hey, I didn't think you were ever going to get to me. I was just going to listen to the show live.
Yeah, we totally forgot to introduce
you. Yeah, I realized that. Right.
Maybe this double hosting thing needs some work, but...
Maybe we're finding out that all we need is the hosts.
Well, how about this? Let's add a third host. I'm Tyler, and with us we also have Will.
No, we haven't given you... You can't invite people. You're not new.
This is anarchy.
I mean, you are new.
We live in a society.
You can't, as a guest, because Arthur and I are the guests, we introduced you on our podcast that we're hosting. Right, Arthur? Am I interpreting this correctly?
And I just became the third host. Will! Oh, I'm opening the curtain.
Ow. That hurts my ears.
Quiet, Andy.
What's up, Will?
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Yep.
I tried drawing a heart today, but it just looked like a butt.
It's, you know, one day you'll get it.
What were you drawing it with?
A pencil.
Were you doing interpretive, imaginative art, or were you using, like, a physical reference in front of you?
Just trying to go off of memory of all the hearts I've seen.
Were you accidentally remembering a butt instead of a heart?
Probably. I get them confused a lot, you know.
I try to think
with my heart, but then I just end up pooping.
You know what? I think you should think with your butt a little bit more, right? All right. Well, if anybody else has some psychological problems, go ahead and give me a call. Ethan Sapp at 1-800-TALKING-FAIL. What have you guys been up to?
That's not a real phone number, by the way.
Shh, you're not a guest. Arthur, what have you been up to?
Yeah, so what's trending this week? Like, what do you guys think
so,
is trending?
Tostitos.
You trying to, like, slip sponsors in?
I thought that was the whole goal.
Listen, if I could slip in sponsors the way Tostitos can slip into any meal, I'd be a happy guy.
Oh, man, that reminds me of the book I'm reading on audible.com/talkingveil.
What book is it?
Crap, you called my bluff.
Crap?
That's why I wear MeUndies.
Well, I just signed up for my free trial, so I get to listen to a book for the first time free. So I'm going to go right now and download Crap. Wow, what an exciting intro to the podcast, you guys.
You guys need flowers for Mother's Day already? Go to proflowers.com.
No. Don't be stupid. Come on.
Is your butt a little hairy? Then try Dollar Shave Club.
Is your butt a little hairy? Well, Tyler's email is tyler@talking.
So today, the Xbox One released its first batch of original Xbox backwards compatibility games.
I saw that.
What does that mean?
You can play 13 original Xbox games on the Xbox One now.
Which games are they? Like, which 13 do they deem, like,
you know what? I know Red Faction 2 was one.
Which was
awesome. And Crimson Skies.
And Knights of the Old Republic is also on there. So Have any of you guys played Red Faction 2?
Yes.
Maybe.
I think that was a supremely underrated game.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Why?
Because you get to blow up walls, and then you can walk through them, and that's how you can get to the end of the levels, is blow up walls and stuff.
I've played Red Faction 2. I had a huge hammer that I swung at walls, and it, like, demolished them.
I think you're thinking of a different one, because I think that was, Armageddon or something.
Yes, I've played that one.
I love this passive commentary.
I'm so sorry. I just became somewhere. I'm like your lawyer. Yes, yes, that's the game that Arthur played. Yes.
Objection to form.
I thought he was like
a Tourette's guy behind a political figure during a debate that nobody's shutting up.
I thought he was my hype man, and he was like, yeah, what he said.
Yeah. Have you guys seen that video?
You guys aren't ready for Arthur's reference. You guys can't handle this.
Thank you, Tyler. But that's going to be the last time I thank you.
You can't handle Tyler's setup for Arthur. He's the best, man.
Oh, man. Tyler's setups after this break.
That hype.
Arthur, Tostitos. I'm not setting you up. I'm setting Tyler up to set you up. I don't care about you, Arthur.
Oh, well, then I take back my thanks.
I didn't know that you guys had such a relationship as brothers. It's really great to see.
Mm-hmm. You should try it sometime with your own siblings.
Yeah, although it's kind of weird that the youngest looks out for the oldest, right? Well, yeah,
that's how it goes.
Yeah, you would.
Will, do you feel like your potential is being stifled because you have to look after your big brother?
You know, it is what it is.
Oh man, you're not. You can't wait. I'm not a good hype man, am I?
You guys aren't ready for how good of a hype man Arthur is. Here it comes.
Too meta. Too meta.
He's coming up with good jokes. Oh.
Okay, so Tyler, you went and saw Nin, right?
Yes, I went to a big concert festival here in town.
Oh, saw Nin. Oh snap!
Yeah, so this is a big festival that's here in town, and they had a bunch of big bands. A Perfect Circle was one of the other ones, and the other one that I cared about, other than Nine Inch Nails, was the Eagles of Death Metal, and their show was pretty cool. I went to the show with one of my coworkers, Zach, who's done some music for us. If you're a Patreon supporter and the music for those episodes are his tracks. But it was him and his girlfriend, Denise, who also works at where I work. But I don't work as closely with her. But the three of us we met up and we're hanging out, and, I guess like one of the first things that happened when I got there was Zach and Denise had been there for maybe an hour or two before I got there, and they were telling me like, yeah, you got to watch out for there's like a guy going around and like just groping people's butts.
Harvey Weinstein, and like
Mr. President, how could you?
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your bit.
So he was like, yeah, just keep an eye out for that guy. The thing was, is he was like, yeah, like, and if you like confront him on it, because Zach had gotten groped, he was like, oh no, it's okay. My wife is here, and like points to his wife who's like right next to him, and she's okay with it.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as she says so, go ahead.
Yeah, as long as she says it's okay to violate my personal space. Yeah, great.
Is there like a quid pro quo situation going on?
Yeah,
there?
I don't think Zach asked.
Did he get to touch back?
Well, that's what Arthur just said.
But I said it in less book words.
Yeah, I like Will's. I like Will's approach better. Okay. Did he get to touch?
So after I got there, we're all hanging out, and Zach has told me the story. And there are some other friends of, friends that are like, of Zach and Denise's that had kind of popped in, popped out, And so like, I'm aware that there are friends of Zach's around. And then this guy walks up and starts joking about the groper kind of a thing where it's like, you know, it's like, oh, it's okay. You know, he's like, he comes over and says hi to Zach and like, so it's okay. This, I'll keep my hands on your shoulders. And so he kind of laughing about it. And basically my mindset during this conversation is, oh, you know, it's just a friend of Zach's who Zach told about the groper thing. And they're laughing about it. And then slowly as I'm like reading Zach's body language, I go from it's a friend of Zach to
you grope
this
Zach.
This is the groper. The groper has returned. Mm-hmm. And then he came over in like, and he's basically, oh, hey, who's this? And like to me, and I'm like, oh crap, this is him. Crap. And then, but like we freeze up and then got groped and then he moved on.
Freeze up. kids, the first thing to look out for when approached by a groper is do not freeze up. If you freeze up,
don't lock your knees.
You will be roped. I don't know how to do 1950s.
Yeah, so that was one of the first.
It kind of doesn't work with the voice modification. Yeah.
There like, is no your voice your modification.
Voice would have worked better.
Oh, sure is okay.
So was he like drunk or something? Like, and people were just letting him do this.
I think it's just more of like a. It's such a at least in my experience, it's like such a. Like you just don't expect this to happen.
Was he like huge, so no one wanted to fight him?
No, I'd say he's just like a normal 40-year-old guy. I don't know.
Is that normal?
I don't know. None of this was normal.
Because I feel like I could band together with like the 12 previous dudes and be like, "Hey, let's go beat him up."
So
you just how do you find the around, previous I guess. Dudes? Are you like, I got groped?
Well, I don't know. There's so.
You so, could do
there was the groper thing. And then like, you know, we waited for like, oh, I think overall we were, you know, we hung out at the concert for like 5 hours, kind of watching whatever bands were playing and stuff. And there are two stages where one of them, so basically the last two bands were the ones that we really wanted to see, A Perfect Circle and Nine Inch Nails. And A Perfect Circle mm-hmm. was on kind of the second, you know, the number two stage. And then immediately after Perfect Circle ends, that's when Nine Inch Nails starts on the main stage. So during the, as the day progressed and Zach and I are talking about it and both of us are slowly coming, we're both primarily there to see Nine Inch Nails. And it's like, and Perfect Circle is kind of a, it would be cool to also see them, to also see A Perfect Circle. So it's kind of like a bonus thing. But as the day progressed, we were slowly coming to terms with we're not going to be able to see A Perfect Circle at all. Because it started out with like, okay, well, we want to make sure to have a good spot, you know, good get up close tonight for Nine Inch Nails. So we'll leave about halfway through A Perfect Circle. And then mm-hmm. a couple of hours later in the day, we're like, you know, they're probably going to play. Zach was saying like he was saying that they're probably going to start with a song that he really likes, and then once that's over, then he's okay with bailing and going to go get a good spot for Nine Inch Nails, and then eventually it just got down. Like when the band that was before Perfect Circle ended. So it's like time to make the choice. Zach is like,
right.
You know, I really don't mind standing and waiting for Nine Inch Nails for an hour and a half and just missing A Perfect Circle. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the same place. Let's just go do that. So we completely missed A Perfect Circle. And, but like once the show actually started, we were actually really close. I'd say like maybe 50 feet away from the front of the stage, and we were like close to the center, which is really, really nice. Got some good pictures. But we ended up like right next to, like right on the outer edge of a mosh pit. So like we're getting like thrashed around, and Zach and I are about the same size in terms of build. Like we're two pretty tall guys, and Denise, who is pretty short. So like Zach and I are kind of like blocking as much as we can just for ourselves, you know, to try and stay on our feet. But like I'm pretty sure both of us were like, you know, if one of us goes over, we're going to just smash into Denise and like, we'll kill her or something. So we're like both trying to block for her as much as we can.
You know, I feel like that is the prime market for the groper.
That's what I was thinking too. I was like, oh man, like why? What if he just pops out of nowhere and like, ha ha.
Like the Kool-Aid man, he starts groping and goes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know for certain, you know, for this, for myself, but I feel like one of the things you look for when you're in grope mode is for like a good exit. You want to make a getaway. And in this situation, there's no getaway. You're like, you'd be...
Yeah, but like people in a mosh pit, like nobody's going to
notice.
Yeah,
but like we're on the edge of the mosh pit. So like we're just slammed together as close as we can. And then so like that like the mosh pit stuff, like we're getting pushed around for like the first half of the show. And then it kind of died down for a bit. And then a couple songs away from the end, there's a girl who like I think she started right behind me. Like she got lifted up to crowd surf right behind me. And so she went right over Zach and I, and basically what happens is like Zach, you know, is like trying to keep an eye on Denise, and then like, and he like looks up and puts his hands up to help push the girl off of his own head that was crowd surfing, and he looks down, and but like right as he kind of pushes her off, we all get pushed. So like he stumbles forward and like Denise goes down, and we all kind of come back up. You know, we all kind of come up, and then like immediately a second girl comes over and distracts us. And as soon as we both push her off, that's when Zach realizes that Denise is not standing right in front of him anymore. And there's like, and so he's like, I'm like kind of behind him. And I see him like freaking out, like, and he like points down, like kind of gives me like hand signals of like, I can't find, you know, something's wrong with Denise. And I realize that he's looking around, so like, he can't find her. And so I start looking around too. And like 6 feet to our left, I see her face pop up. And it's like, how did you even get over there? Because there was like, we were all crammed in there. There's nowhere to go. And, but somehow she had gotten like she doesn't even know how it happened because she felt like she just got shot over to the side.
Like an actual wave?
I guess. I mean, it was just like 1 second she was where she was, and then the next second she was way over 6 feet over, which is huge in terms of distance inside a crowd like that. And so we were able to get her back over and everything, but it was just like, we're just talking about it afterwards. It's like, it was so crazy. Like you were there and then you were gone. And then like, and it was like, we couldn't find you. But for Nine Inch Nails itself, it was really cool. They did a lot of, they did a few songs that they haven't done, live, you know, they've all done them before, but they haven't played them recently. So it was really cool to be there for some of those. And it's the last, and that was the last show for a while. They've said that they're going to do some stuff next year, like a real tour, but they haven't, there's no actual, you know, dates. There's just a vague sometime in 2018. So it was kind of cool. Last show of the year.
So I'm looking up the Aftershock Festival, like the lineup that they had. Have you ever heard of Greta Van Fleet?
Only because I went to the show and I had looked at the list of bands, but otherwise, no. I didn't actually hear them.
I've been hearing more about them, and I listened to one of their songs, and they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin. Like the singer especially.
Really?
Sounds exactly like Led Zeppelin.
Well, now I will have to listen to them and then be disappointed that I was at the same place as them and didn't hear them.
Hey, who else played at Aftershock?
So it's a 2-day festival. So like Ozzy Osbourne played on Sunday, the day after I went, and it was supposed to be Manson, but he had his injury.
And there was Five Finger Death Punch
a few weeks ago. Yeah, Five Finger Death Punch was on Sunday.
Oh. What happened with Marilyn Manson?
Okay, so the joke on Reddit was that he got gunned down.
Yeah.
It was during a show, you know, a Manson show. They on stage you have a big piece of truss, you know, metal with two giant guns on them. Like I don't know if they're made of styrofoam or what, but they're just big props that look like handguns. And Manson, I guess, went to like climb up on the truss and it wasn't secured properly, so the truss just tipped down on him with the guns on top of, you know, so
wow.
Just everything, you know, truss and whatever those prop guns fell on top of him and he hurt his leg.
So you mean to tell me Marilyn Manson
was gunned down? Yes,
was gunned down.
I could just imagine everyone that works right there is like, okay, don't climb up this, okay, it's not safe to climb on. Yeah, sure, okay.
I've done.
He trusted he'd be safe.
I mean, the four of us have all worked with truss enough to know that, like,
don't spoil it.
You're supposed to secure that stuff. Like something, somebody didn't do their job, and it wasn't Manson.
Do you know that there were more than 50 noise complaints about Aftershock?
That doesn't surprise me.
It's probably all Ozzy Osbourne, right? It's too loud.
It was neighboring people, but the police couldn't do anything about it because they had got a permit for the noise.
Whatever,
which makes me wonder, how do you get a noise permit, and how can we abuse this?
Stone Sour played, and I got to hear the one song that I know by them, so that was cool.
All right, well, let's not get too excited about Aftershock.
Look, I went to this festival for one band, and you're asking me about these other bands that I don't care about. So,
Tyler, why didn't you care about those things you didn't care about?
Because
you knew we'd ask about them.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you're a
Ethan. Let's do an exercise.
I just don't get it, man.
Ethan, Ethan, take me back to the last time you were in a movie theater, right? You saw some film, doesn't matter what it is, right? You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I remember you not caring.
Tell me every single one of the trailers that played before the movie.
Oh, every single one.
Tell me all those.
There were no trailers because I watched it at home.
No, I said when you went to the movie theater, you...
Yeah. I have a movie theater. Shoot.
Was he about to say I have a home theater? Check your privilege.
Yes.
All right. For those of you at home, this is what I have to deal with.
By the way, there are theaters that don't play ads before.
How? Who? Yeah. Where are they?
Arclights, man. The Arclights. They have a host come out and be like, "Here's like he cracks some jokes about the actors."
I don't
want
to have to have like a
that's Broadway,
social obligation.
Look, it's like 15 seconds that's of this much guy coming out and just doing like a good,
I'd
a good
see
bit, and then they start the movie. How are you rejecting this?
Look, I'd rather in this day and age where there's like there's a Star Wars movie every year, I'd rather have the possibility of seeing a Star Wars trailer that I've seen 50 times but see it on a big screen than have 15 seconds of some stand-up guy that I'm going to politely laugh at.
Look, it's not that he's a comic. It's not like his job is to come out and
some
jokes. I'm describing my experience, and my experience was this guy came out and was like this, like, I don't know, this older gentleman who came out and was like, blah blah blah, and I don't know, whoever was in the movie, maybe Robert Downey Jr. or something.
He didn't even do research.
he did.
I like how your guess is Robert Downey Jr. or nothing. Just that's it.
I don't know. I don't remember the details.
Enough to guess Robert Downey Jr., but that's it. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. Was it
references?
Okay. So I have to get a new license plate.
What is it right now?
It's I'm not. It's some random gibberish. It's like
it's a new start.
It's ruined is what it is. It's...
How is it ruined?
Oh man, I filled out the form to get a look. A I have to get start, a new license yeah. plate, anyways.
You know that's taken, right? You know the TV show that came out 10 years ago.
Someone that episode's not 10 years old. That episode's like 3 years old.
yeah. All right. Yeah, but the reasoning I think is still valid. 3 years is a long time
now,
for someone to be like, you know what? I will put $96
into
this joke.
Now, if you got like a
Talking
Fail themed license plate, that's where. How many characters
that's like gold
are you
that never
with?
Loses value.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't really like tell. To advertise Talking Fail.
I can tell.
No, it's seven letters. What do we got? Four letters Hitler. For fail. That means we have three remaining for what? TLK. But I want to get a...
So, yeah, how can we... so we can get rid of that G. So that's a first.
Yes. We can get rid of the A and the I what? And the N. Look, because we need at least fail, right? Fail needs to be in the thing.
Yeah, fail is a key component. Well, like, what if we just did talk fail?
That's still eight. Letters.
Dang it. I can't
TLK math. Fail would work, but it's getting into the like danger zone.
Danger zone!
Yeah, like, I see custom license plates like that where it's like, you have a custom plate, mm-hmm. but I cannot tell what it means, and it's probably some inside joke, and now I hate you.
Maybe I'll just put like dot fail or something, like the period, and then fail. I don't know like, if that's even possible.
What about DOT fail?
Like he's trying D-O-T. To pass a URL via YouTube comments.
Dot fail. That's actually, that's a, I'll consider that. I might make that my second choice. My first one is my last name. Because it's seven letters and like.
Well, that's pretty solid there. Yeah. Yeah, never, skip the podcast obligation. Just go with that.
I will say the one that dot fail is beating is the one that's in my Forza. Or on my Forza car, yeah. which is see ya. It's just
that's yeah, great. That's taken. That was taken in like 1974.
It's, all right. Well, you know what? Actually, the only time that because I've had to do this research, the only time you can put 69 into your license plate is if your model of
oh,
the,
that sounds
or,
like
the
an
year
amazing
your model
loophole.
Is 69. Yeah.
Can you get a license plate for a vehicle and then. Get a new car and just switch license plates, or do you have to get a new plate for the new vehicle?
You can transfer. There's a whole transfer process, but I'm sure that the transfer process goes through the same. I mean, this might be a good opportunity, but I'm like pretty sure it's not. Because why wouldn't they check the
do they allow 420?
Anyways, we can try that. I want to try it. Probably not. You have to state the
only
thing
the
and
model
the reason.
Is,
and
yeah,
so if
you
can
to,
figure
you have to
out
validate
a,
it.
Yeah.
Only if the model is a 420 year.
Only if the model has cannabis in it at that time.
This might be an interesting. I mean, what I was thinking was a little more complicated, which was like to get the chassis of a 69 vehicle and then like somehow, you know, hire a mechanic to
But you have
sort
to
of,
put
like,
the chassis
re-jig
in
it.
Backwards.
Rejiggy with it.
In the spirit of things, right?
Rejiggy with it.
All right, I think we've beat this 69 horse.
Poor Ooh,
horse.
That is a rough day for that horse. Poor horse.
Feel bad for
it. Is that the secret war horse and then the prequel poor horse?
Not Seabiscuit, no.
Yeah, that's what I've got. What have you guys been up to this
last
week?
Well, I went to a concert.
No, we've sorry. Heard about that, Tyler. I was gonna say Ethan. I'm sorry.
I signed up for a new health insurance, and that's made me start thinking about life insurance. So I got a question for you guys from Anna. How much do you think your guys' life is worth?
Like right now, or at a different point in time?
If you were to take out a life insurance policy, what would be the payout?
I think it would depend on the policy.
Well, you know, it goes up the better policy you have. It'll cost more.
What is my life worth? You know, this is a good question. It's I'm glad we're approaching it on the air. Just
we're taking the
that's
big,
what talking feels about. Big topics. You know, answering the question.
Well, Will, you kind of mentioned this before the show, so I'll kind of say what I said before. But how much? So this is all the money that will go to your wife if you die,
or my
but
mistress.
You also have to remember
whoever the beneficiary is.
Haven't decided yet.
Okay, why not both?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that on air, but okay, since you brought it up. But then you have to remember that. You know, this is the money that they're going to use to, like, you know, to be able to pay bills and support themselves while they're getting, while they're figuring
while they're,
everything out
when they remarry.
And so you want to be able to, sure. So you want to be able to, you know, have money enough to provide for them. But you also have to remember that you're not going to be around, so they can't get mad at you because you did zero.
And, like, I don't get to see any of this money, so what's the point, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're paying for other people. It's literally after you. The only way that this money comes out is if you
Well,
die.
It's like if you're expected to bring home the bacon, as they say.
Well, I want bacon.
And, like, I really don't want to incentivize too much my death. Like, if it's too good, then it's like, oh, that's a lot of money. Hmm. Hope nothing bad happens to him.
How high is your insurance plan? Out of curiosity.
I decided not to get life insurance. Just so everyone knows.
Why you don't love Jody?
Dang it, now you put me in a hard spot. Between my lie. It's a very cheap insurance policy.
Oh my god.
And then I guess I should also put this out here. Jody, this is just for you. If you kill Will because of what you heard on this podcast, I don't think that they're going to pay out. So keep that in mind.
But if you hire someone...
And it looks like an accident.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
What if I fake my death? Can I somehow get my own reward?
It's easier to target someone who's actually died and just steal their identity, I think.
So you're saying I don't have to kill myself
not
to
on
get
paper.
The money.
And also not on the record. Okay.
Have you guys ever thought about, like, home insurance fraud?
Every day of my life.
It's funny you say that, because Archer,
we weren't talking about it.
Explore.
What? No, actually, what were we talking about? I do remember, like, talking about shady things, like a... But I don't remember.
How your insurance quantified the split.
Oh, right, yeah. So I got glasses, frames. And I used an...
Nerd.
They are. No. Okay, so that's... I had lunch with a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, man, you could totally be Harry Potter for Halloween. So I'm like, interesting. But what made it more interesting was I went to a birthday this, like, weekend, and... One of the people.
Everything you're saying just sounds like a middle schooler. I had lunch with my friend. I went to a birthday party for my friend. I got new glasses.
Mommy made me lunch.
I got the same feedback. All right. Well, anyways, maybe I'll go. I ordered contacts today, but maybe I'll go as Harry Potter for Halloween. Don't matter none. So I got new glasses, and I used insurance to pay for them, but because of the vendor of the glasses, because of the way they charge for things, it's not like a separate thing. Like, the frames and the lenses are all one thing in terms of, like, how you pay for it, which is important for insurance because they cover a certain amount for the lenses and a certain amount for the frames. And so basically I submitted a form and the receipt that I attached did not line up with the numbers that I put in because I split the cost between the frames and the lenses. I basically cut it in half and applied half and half to, like, whatever.
Right. Mm. That makes sense.
Right.
That's probably what I would have done.
And so then they just sent me a check. There was no follow-up, no nothing. Like, so that got me thinking, if the numbers don't line up, like, how much discrepancy is there? How much discrepancy would they handle? Like, if I put in just the maximum amount for, like, all my coverage, say I got, like, the maximum, like all the fancy additions,
yeah,
but the receipt didn't line up.
Like, you got, like, spinners on the side of your glasses.
Exactly. And, spinners. That's a new thing.
And,
fidget spinner?
Yeah, just like two fidget spinners on the sides of the lenses.
And glasses, you can't get another one for like 2 years. So I really hope fidget spinners pay off.
Could you get...
You have to balance them on the frames or else they tip and slam right into the lens.
Could you get like trifocal lenses that like you spin it and it does a different type of lens? It's like you can see further away.
I think the people, those markets don't really overlap all that much. Trifocals.
So you're saying that there's a space in the market for talking fail optics?
Maybe. It'll definitely be a dot fail brand.
optic fail.
Optics. That was our fraud talk.
Well, fraud okay. Talk, well, I was going to say, your insurance. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was glasses, but your insurance.
Prove you have it.
Your insurance is much more lenient than, like, say, dealing with like a pediatrician and, you know, kids insurance.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because
I don't know anything about this.
Because
those are hard to rely on.
Because I swear every time that I'll take, you're supposed to be able to take your kid in for like. I think it's called a well-being checkup kind of a thing, like just the standard, you know, they want to see the kid when they're like 6 months old and a year old. And then like, you know, these certain intervals, and those are supposed to be free and covered. And except that when you show up and they're like, oh, well, your insurance doesn't cover this, or you need to talk to your insurance about it. And insurance is like, oh no, you're not supposed to get a bill at all. And you go back to the doctor's office and they're like, oh, well, you need to, insurance didn't say that to me. You need to go talk to insurance. And it's just like this whole runaround of trying to get somebody to pay for it.
Sounds mean.
Yeah. So,
there was one thing to my story that I didn't mention, which was, it didn't happen. Oh. No.
I'm not a host and I'm not friends with any of you.
And I'm the only one on this podcast.
Zoom out of a photograph, Tyler in the center, hotel staff around him.
He's Leonardo DiCaprio in Shutter Island, but this is his fantasy. Us in this podcast.
I was more going for The Shining.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
He's Leonardo DiCaprio in The Shining.
Oh, he would be good in The Shining.
Yeah.
As the kid on the tricycle.
I was thinking the wife, but yeah, either one.
Who if Leo's the wife? I want Wilson. Owen Wilson to play the crazy guy.
What, Jack Nicholson?
Wow. Yeah.
I want Jack Nicholson to play the kid. Current Jack Nicholson.
No. I want the guy who voiced Trevor in GTA should be the kid. Still with the.
I feel like, right? Jack Nicholson would pull that off regardless.
Yeah.
Well, isn't Jack Nicholson like on the way? Like,
You wouldn't be surprised if you saw the article that had the headline that Jack Nicholson has dementia or something. Is that what you're mean to say?
Is that an article that I missed?
I don't know. I don't know what you miss, man.
Man.
You see, you had two answers you could go with. One of those would have been helpful. And you gave me the one that wasn't.
That's okay. I'm not trying to be helpful. We're running a show here. So.
So, have you... I know you guys aren't all big TV people, but
Husky?
what type of TV?
Did you look at my pants, Tyler?
Not in the last hour, but
damn it, we forgot
to bring that up. It's more of a visual thing.
So Tyler, unrelated, we're moving to a different topic. Why were you looking at Ethan's pants?
Okay, so...
Well, now you gotta bring it up.
Story time. Precious, so before you got on, Arthur, tonight, we were on Hangouts with... Ethan and I had our video cameras on, our webcams on, and
that kind of hangout. All right.
Yeah.
I was there also, but just like working on my computer, not paying attention. And your camera
dressed as Superman, hiding behind a lensless.
Okay, and Ethan made some adjustment on his end, and it just happens that I look up, I look over at the tab with his video on it, and somehow I don't even know how, the video was basically just. Right on his crotch.
Wait, hold on. What was it? Well, see, I was led to believe that it was already on his crotch.
Well, it's like his camera just fell down.
It was there when I looked at it. It was there. So I don't know how long it had been there, but and I think Will looked at this kind of the same time I did from his reaction.
Yeah, I have two monitors, so I just glance over at the right one that still has like the hangouts camera. Up, and I'm like, what?
So,
on my end,
what do you want to say? What do you want to say for yourself, Ethan?
Oh, I have no reason to defend myself. I'm saying this purely for entertainment purposes. I'm not sorry. Like, I didn't do it on purpose, but I'm also not, I don't care. I'm sorry were uncomfortable.
It's very Weinstein of you, Ethan, not to apologize.
And it's not like he was
I was
going to
say, for the record, he was wearing clothes, but it was just a random...
banana hammock.
It was boxers, and they weren't
Speedo,
down.
That Speedo is really too
boxers.
Small for you.
You're all up. Sorry.
Is there a Speedo that fits? I mean...
When you go to the Speedo store, you need to go into the Husky aisle.
I meant personally, but like it's just like it, every... Anyways, I'm not going to talk about Speedos.
You know, they make other things, like goggles and full-size swimsuits.
Yeah, but if you say Speedo, that's good to everybody know. Knows. Everyone's thinking about the same thing.
It's like Kleenex. Like, they probably make other stuff.
Or Band-Aid,
yeah.
Do you remember, like, in the TV, in the commercials for Band-Aids, where they would, like, make sure and say Band-Aid brand bandages? Like,
no, Tyler, that's before our time, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, can I re-record my intro to the question that I asked like half an hour ago?
Sure, you can say it.
But you
would
think?
You like a different answer?
No, I just want to redo the intro. All
right. Well, as one of the self-appointed host of this episode, I'm gonna go ahead and say that we should wrap up the show. And
I don't think he is.
I'm just gonna
as the creator of this podcast, I say it goes on for another hour.
Thank you to everyone who sent us listener questions this week. You can support us directly on patreon.com/talkingfail. Our Twitter is @talkingfail, and you can download our shows at www.talking.fail on iTunes, Google Play, and many other podcatching apps. It's a fun.